Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
It was a very long week for me.
Yeah, me too. An interesting week, though.
And my kids went back to school.
Yeah, yeah. We don't start till this coming week, but yeah, that was not easy.
So it was a long week.
Yeah.
Getting them all prepped and everything.
Well, that's just so weird, too. Like everybody's still learning how to do this,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
It's so there's a lot of uncertainty. That uncertainty is kind of an interesting part of what we're going to talk about today, I think,
okay.
In the markets. And I'm going to do a collage of conversations into one because there's some interesting themes here. But we got a great show today, right? And a great guest. And it's unfortunate that we have to have this guest on because one of the things we have to talk about today is this notion of transitioning wealth to the next generation, right? We've got the last of the baby boomers turning 65. There's a massive transition of wealth coming up over the course of the next 20 to 25 years. And if you don't do it properly, and if you don't respect the fact that rules are different between different provinces, you can create a heck of a mess for your family.
Which means the mess means a lot of fighting,
yeah.
Going to court,
yeah.
Hiring lawyers,
yep.
Spending a lot of time, money, energy,
right.
Fighting over the estate.
Right.
And there are more and more cases popping up that I'm reading than ever before. And that's because people are not doing some key things when it comes to their planning for their estate. So we're going to definitely talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about what's going on when it comes to this whole pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's potentially forcing people to retire.
Right. Well, mentally, people are exhausted. I've had a ton of conversations about that.
Yeah.
Right? So let's talk about that because there's fear around that, right? There's a transition. And so you've got this heightened, what I'm seeing and when I talk to people, is this heightened response. Boy, I'm terrified of what's going on with the pandemic and the economy. And this is pushing me into exhaustion. And this might be the end for me.
Yeah. So
right?
there's a lot of pushing going into
right.
retirement. So we'll
yeah.
talk about that. You know, Dave, today we were chatting as we were coming into the studio. We
yeah.
were talking about what's happened this week
yeah.
and how people are reacting to certain things that are happening in the news. And I'm going to use the line that there are basically total emotive reaction,
mm-hmm.
a total emotive reaction. So there, you know, you had a call from one of our clients who was talking about inflation
mm-hmm.
and inflation is going to go up.
Rear its ugly head. Yeah.
And that means bonds are bad. Stocks are going to go down.
Right.
The world is ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's we got to do something now, Dave.
Right. Okay. We're going to call this segment Do or Die. Now, I'm hoping they can put some funny
yeah.
something around.
Yeah.
We'll see if Betty Joe can make that cool. Because it didn't sound cool. And I did.
Not at all. Not okay. at all. It actually sounded terrible. But
okay.
That's a different story.
Do or die. But do or die is the feeling that that I'm getting. Now, this is the collage of conversation. It's not just that conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I'm going to jam the last 5 months together. Okay. Pandemic hits. Okay. Everything's terrible. All businesses are going to fail. Wrong. This conversation, inflation's going up,
yeah.
right? Stocks are going down. World's coming to yeah. an end. Wrong.
We're pumping so much money in the economy. We're going to have so much massive debt. There's nothing we can do. Canada's going bankrupt.
Wrong.
Like
right?
these are extreme level viewpoints.
This is the
very
point.
Emotive.
Yeah.
Very emotive.
Yeah.
And I can understand why someone would go that far.
Yeah.
But when the response is when they go to their portfolio, and this happens with a lot of investors out there. It is a do or die mentality.
It's a big bet. It's an all-in bet on something.
Yeah.
Right? All the time. And listen, I think generally speaking, the comment I would make about the all-in bets, this is the conversation I've had with lots of people, is if you make an all-in bet and you're wrong, you die. That's the do or die bet. Right?
Your portfolio.
Your
does.
Portfolio.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm being extreme here. But the way you protect yourself against the all-in, because there's more than one moving lever. Right? If inflation were to go up, does that mean everything is bad and goes down?
I don't understand why it is so, you know, do or die linear thought process that there's no other options out there.
Right.
And so during this pandemic, people were saying to me, well, businesses are going to fail. Things are going to get shut down. Bankruptcies are going to be high. There's going to be so much debt.
We're shutting the economy down. It's done.
Yeah. Which is true. We did shut down the economy.
Only part of it.
But what was still surviving? What was still thriving?
Right.
I think where we're switching now is getting away from passive investing to more active investing. And when I say active, I don't mean day trading. I don't mean flipping stocks. I mean actively looking at the companies you own and why you own them.
Yeah. So I talk about this. You talk about bookends. I always talk about bookends with clients, okay? So let's start with the extreme bookends and work our way in to where the probabilities are.
Okay.
Okay? And on the one hand, you've got the bookend that this is an extinction-level event. Everything's done. It's over. Okay? And on the other hand is nothing could go wrong. It's straight up. Everything's going up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you don't believe that that's, you know, the high probability outcome, then neither of those, then we have to start marching in towards the center.
Yeah.
Right? And then figuring out in a pandemic, right, what happened is there were certain parts of the economy that were just have been crushed through this. And there's been people that have really been affected. And I feel horrible for every one of those people.
Yeah.
But there's other people that have just blossomed through this. Their businesses have skyrocketed and done extremely well.
Your brother.
My brother's a good example.
Let's pick on your brother.
Sure.
That man opens up a business in October.
Yep.
What kind of business is it?
It's a butcher shop.
All right. Not known for your high-rated income levels like Amazon,
right.
Okay?
Right.
Opens it up in October, hits the pandemic,
yep.
And both of us were talking about, what's going to happen here?
Right.
Where I didn't think about is don't people need meat?
Sure. And they didn't want to go into big box stores, right? And there was a whole bunch of things that he could take advantage of in from a service perspective, and it tripled. It made his business.
It tripled in business.
His problem was he couldn't find staff. Right?
Like look at that. Right. And if this was a publicly traded company, the earnings and bottom line would be growing.
Right.
Yet the pandemic is still on. So if we take that from a stock market perspective, a bond market perspective,
right.
There's not only Canadian stocks. There's not only the pandemic stocks.
Right.
There is an abundance of choice out there.
Right.
And because we don't have certainty with any outcome,
right.
You need to look at all the companies out there and be more specific and strategic
right.
with your selection process.
You had a call and a conversation, a headline that was read by one of our clients, right? Bonds are terrible. Interest rates are at all-time lows. Bonds are horrible. Can't have them in your portfolio. You get this phone call.
Yeah.
Right? That's not true.
Well, and the normal question that I always ask back is, which bonds are you referring
right.
to?
Right.
And they'll go, those ones. Well, which those
yeah,
ones?
Bonds.
Yeah, bonds. But which ones? And they're right. like, Canada. Okay. So then don't buy Canadian bonds if you have that thesis.
Yeah, don't buy Bank of Canada or Treasuries. And, yeah. So,
so you can
too simplistic.
Anywhere in the
right?
world.
That's right. Too simplistic.
Inflation's going up in Canada.
You can buy inflation-adjusted bonds. You can buy
Different country bonds. Bonds in different countries that the inflation
Get
isn't
out of
going.
The country. Like, currency exposed. Absolutely.
The beautiful thing about money and capital is that you can move it anywhere around the world
Push
to make
button.
Money.
Push of a button.
And so that's where active management and strategic and disciplined approach to your portfolio
right.
will give you stronger results.
Yeah. So you said something earlier, and I want to just bring it back to that because I interrupted your train of thought. But you said active versus passive. So if you accept what we're saying, it's not a do or die. We've been through crises before. They're all unique in nature. There's always places to go, to protect, to profit, whatever it is. There are always places to go. So unless it's in the extinction level event, which in my opinion, it doesn't make any difference to any of us at that point, right? Then you just have to find out where to go. And so you talked about this active versus passive,
yeah.
right? So do you need to be a little bit more strategic in making some decisions and have some a rationale, a thesis behind it? I think probably when you go through crisis, more than ever, you need to do that. There are definitely periods where you can just throw a dart at the board and everything goes
just
up.
Buy the index.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's one of these periods. You've got to be a little more strategic.
It's changing, for sure, for sure. And so there needs to be a strategy and approach and a discipline to this. And guess what? Let's do our webinar.
Okay.
And talk to our audience and people who want to attend about our five-pillar investment strategy approach and why that works through every economic cycle. It is on Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. But you have to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
Stick around after the break if you don't want your estate to end up in court and the money to go to the lawyers. We're going to talk about a case that's really relevant after the break here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.